It's Friday, October 15th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A new study shows Utah ski resorts are warming faster than global averages due to climate change. The findings reflect regional trends that could lead to shorter ski seasons, as Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
An early storm brought the first snowfall of the year to Nevada, Wyoming, and other parts of the West this week, although it's still too warm for the snow to stick around. Emily Wilkins is a researcher at Utah State University and a co-author of the new report. She says over the long term, climate change could push back the start of ski season. That's a problem for resorts, which normally rely on increased business during the holidays. So many of them are looking for ways to diversify, including a focus on sports that require less powder, like snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
The Reno City Council has banned the possession and use of whips without a permit in the greater downtown area. The change, approved Wednesday, comes after police reported a steep increase over the past 2 years. Residents often call 911, mistaking the sound of a cracking whip for gunfire. While COVID-19 metrics are decreasing across Nevada, health officials are concerned about rural hospital capacity. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Most ICUs in rural Nevada remain at 100% capacity, and that has ripple effects. That's according to Joan Hall, the head of Nevada Rural Hospital Partners, which represents 13 small and rural hospitals in the state.
So this has impacted the ability to admit non-COVID patients.
Hall says staffing is a challenge, and there are concerns that some unvaccinated healthcare providers might quit when President Joe Biden's vaccine regulation goes into effect. That will require staff at facilities that accept Medicaid and Medicare to get vaccinated by November 1st.
Losing one nurse or one social worker or one provider in a rural community is a huge strain on the system.
Hall says vaccination rates among staff range from 60 to 90% within Nevada Rural Hospital Partners facilities. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
The Nevada Health Center's mobile mammography clinic called Mammavan will be making several stops in northern Nevada next week. The Mammavan has operated since 2000 and provides mammograms to uninsured women, along with those in geographically isolated areas who might not seek services otherwise. The clinic will stop in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Silver Springs. You can view the calendar at nevadahealthcenters.org. Various leaders from across the country recently visited Nevada to learn about the diversity among elected officials in the state, as well as efforts underway to support underserved community members. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent has the details.
New American Leaders is a nonpartisan organization focused on training people from immigrant backgrounds to run for office. The group brought leaders together last month from several states, including Texas and Arizona, to visit Las Vegas. They learned about efforts in Nevada to support English language learners, create an Office of New Americans, and serve people who are unsheltered. The diversity of Nevada's legislature made headlines in 2018 as it became the first and currently only state legislative body to have a female majority. The state is also represented by two female senators, Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, the first Latina in the Senate, and Democrat Jackie Rosen. In the past decade, New American Leaders has trained more than 200 people who have been elected or appointed to leadership positions nationwide. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez. Thanks to increased containment of the Caldor fire, forest officials are reducing closures in the El Dorado National Forest beginning today. Desolation Wilderness, areas north of Highway 50 and west of the closure area, and areas on the south side of Highway 88 will be open. Additionally, the camping prohibition order has been terminated. However, officials are reminding the public that most developed campgrounds in the area have been closed for the season. And in a bit of good news, the Dave and Cheryl Duffield Foundation in Incline Village announced they have donated $3 million to 19 organizations for wildfire recovery. The funds are for organizations who support people, pets, and wildlife who have been affected by wildfires in the Lake Tahoe Basin. $2 million will go to the American Red Cross, and the rest will go to other organizations, such as local humane societies and county animal services. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, October 15th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.